Do you ever feel empty? Maybe dry and parched, as though you have nothing left to give. You may feel as though you can only afford to give someone a drink if you actually have some water to give them. If, however, you know something of the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, you know you are always full and will always have enough to give. The theme of this meditation from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 is being filled with the love of God and always having enough. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and place where you can be aware of your heart being filled. You may start by listening and joining into this responsive reading and prayer from 1 John chapter 4 and James chapter 1. Respond, Lord God, fill my heart with your love. We love because God first loved us. Lord God, fill my heart with your love. Don't be fooled, my dear friends. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father who created all the lights in the heavens. Lord God, fill my heart with your love. He is always the same and never makes dark shadows by changing. Lord God, fill my heart with your love. He wanted us to be his own special people, and so he sent the true message to give us new birth. Lord God, fill my heart with your love. This time in Christian meditation aims to deepen your union with Christ. So spend a few moments now in silent contemplation as you experience being filled with the love of God. Let the silence continue as you deliberately focus on your breathing now. Mindful of your lungs, your heart, and your life, being filled with each deep breath. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes and take 3 deep, slow breaths from your belly. The Greek word pneuma, found in the New Testament, is used for both breath and spirit. So feel the Spirit fill you with each breath that you take. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, Lord God, fill me with your love. With each deep belly breath that you take, be mindful of your breathing and how it fills you. Rest here breathing peacefully, Lord God, fill me with your love. Continue in silence as you become aware of the Holy Spirit continuing to fill you. Be mindful here and note what is being filled. What areas of your life do you feel empty that God is filling at this moment? Your mind may wander as you consider it, and that's fine. But return then to your breathing, the beating of your heart, and being filled. Now in continued silence, listen to the first of three readings, each reading growing and expanding from the seed of the first. Listen for how these eternal words fill you. Words from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 5, in the New International Reader's Version. May the Lord fill your hearts with God's love. May Christ give you the strength to go on. What did you hear? What about the passage did the Holy Spirit want you to hear? After pausing a little longer in stillness, how did the Holy Spirit shape your thoughts around this passage? May the Lord fill your hearts with God's love. May Christ give you the strength to go on. Rest there longer in divine contemplation as the words fill and transform you. Listen once again to a wider reading from the Christian Standard Bible. We have confidence in the Lord about you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts to God's love and Christ's endurance. What of God did you become more aware of in the reading? Let your mind drift through the imagery of being filled. Contemplate the transformation. The completeness, being filled with God's love and Christ's endurance. Listen to your third sacred reading from an even wider context from the contemporary English version. But the Lord can be trusted to make you strong and protect you from harm. He has made us sure that you are obeying what we have taught and that you will keep on obeying. I pray that the Lord will guide you to be as loving as God and as patient as Christ. Resting in imaginative contemplation for a moment. Become filled. Imagine sitting exposed in the heat of the glaring afternoon sun. Scan your body for a moment. What, if anything, feels dry, empty, or parched? Well, now feel cool water being poured over your head, running down your back, your neck, and your arms and shoulders. How does it feel? Now take a drink of that cool water. Notice it transforming your mouth and your throat from hot and dry to cool and refreshed. Look up to see Jesus holding the pitcher of water, life-giving water that will never end. What do you see in his eyes? What does he see in yours? As you reflected in your imagination, take a moment now to discern God's presence in your present reality. What is empty in your life? What needs refreshing? Well, let this moment of contemplation be a time of confession and prayer, with a confidence that the Lord will fill you to be as loving as God and as patient as Christ. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Whispered breaths from a heart filled with the love of God. And let that be your meditation, whether at the dawn or dusk. Lord God, fill me with your love. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you, filled. And let me pray now that you have confidence in the Lord about you, and that you're doing and will continue to do what is commanded. May the Lord direct your hearts to God's love and Christ's endurance. And may the Lord bless you and favor you and cover you with his shield as he fills you. May he direct your steps and bless you abundantly, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work and dwell in the house of the Lord forever with Christ. Amen. So in the days or moments ahead, you will likely feel empty, maybe dry and a bit parched. But be mindful of that experience and let it remind you of God filling you with his glory, hope, and love. Also, resolve to consider how God might use you to fill a friend or stranger with the love of God. A kind gesture, a caring word. Just contemplate how God might fill the heart of another through you. So when you're ready, whether at day, spring, or nightfall, expect to face some anxiety, but then rest in stillness. Feel the beating of your heart filled with glory, hope, and love. For it's in being filled that you will encounter God.